Now, one of those features that crosses the line between public service and maybe commercialism. Anyway, animation writer Charles Solomon has a solution for befuddled aunts and uncles who can't figure out what to send to the kids who live far away. Here it is. Buy anime. That's Japanese animation. It features big-eyed kids. It usually has action-filled plots, futuristic themes, and it should be very popular with the kids.
Hatch! I'm cold.
Japanese animation, or anime, is phenomenally popular with young people. According to a recent survey, more than 80% of Americans between 12 and 35 watch it at least once a week. 15 years ago, they'd have had to watch bootleg dubs. Today, they can find anime on TV pretty much 24/7. These recently released discs can earn an old fuddy-duddy a reputation for being hip, even if you don't know the difference between shoujo and mecha series.
I no longer need the strength of a manslayer, of a murderer. That I do not.
Young Americans supposedly don't care about history or other cultures. But the historic drama Rurouni Kenshin, Kenshin the Wanderer, enjoys a huge following in the U.S., and the 8-disc Legend of Kyoto set encompasses the main story arc. At the end of the civil wars that ended with the Meiji Restoration of 1868, assassin Kenshin Himura took an oath never to kill again. 10 years later, he must choose between keeping his oath and preventing a rebellion that would cause the death of thousands.
Being a wanderer that doesn't kill has obviously made you weaker, Batosai.
You think Kenshin's weaker?
Kenshin is a man of his time. Kagome, the heroine of the 5-disc Inuyasha, the first season box set, is a normal 15-year-old Japanese schoolgirl who finds herself transported to Japan's feudal past. She and the rowdy title character, who is half-human and half-demon, must collect the shards of a powerful enchanted jewel Kagome inadvertently shatters.
The 1,000-year-old sacred tree, legend of the hidden well. I've heard these stories all my life, and I've never believed a word of it. That is, till today.
Inuyasha is another blend of offbeat characters, comedy, and adventure from Umiko Takahashi, the creator of the phenomenally popular Ranma One-Half. If Kagome lived in America, she'd probably be a fan of Gravitation, an example of yaoi or shonenai, gay-themed romances created by women for female audiences. It's especially popular among teenage girls. Aspiring rock star Shuichi bounces from frantic klutz to love-struck puppy dog to charismatic performer as he tries to win the icy heart of writer Eri Yuki. Shuichi means well, but he often becomes his own worst enemy, as when he argues with Yuki's older sister.
Yuki can still be very sweet!
No, he can't.
Yuki can only sleep on his stomach, and he gets lonely really easily, and he actually really hates celery.
I once forced him to eat some celery, and it made him cry, so he went and ran away from home.
But Shuichi's situation seems normal next to the goings-on in Dokoida. Out-of-work college student Suzuo accepts a job wearing the transformer belt the diminutive Tanpopo has designed. He assumes it's a toy promotion. But when a mad scientist attacks with a giant robot termite, Suzuo finds he's become a superhero. Dokoida has a take-no-prisoners silliness that American cartoons have lacked since Warner Brothers went out of business.
Everything's clear to me now. I must turn things around for the good of humanity and for rent money. Give me that belt. And stand back while I save the city from this economic slump!
What incredible integrity and honor!
Charles Solomon writes about anime for Amazon.com and Day to Day. You can see his gift list and anime at NPR.org. You're listening to Day to Day.